RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We love Thursday shows. We give out nothing but picks throughout the entire day. Our PJ Pick 5 we'll give out in moments in college football. Also, my 5 favorite bets in the NFL. Dive into my 5 favorite player props in the NFL as well. Matt Horner going to join us in the middle of the show for Model Making Money. Matt will tell us what he is on this weekend, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. We got game one of the World Series tomorrow. We got Thursday Night Football tonight between the Rams and the Vikings, which should be a very good game. Good injury report for the Rams. Cooper Kupp coming back. Looks like Puka Nacua might be back as well. So we'll get into all of that. As always, any questions that you guys have, any games you're thinking about betting, any games that you love, let us know. Go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, classes in session. Let's get rolling on a Thursday with the PJ Pick 5 in college football. And we will start with my favorite bet of week 9 in college football. And oddly enough, this team last week was part of my favorite pick, but they were on the other side. I loved Georgia against Texas last week, but I'm coming right back with the Longhorns and taking them this week, -18.5 against Vanderbilt. This is why we love sports betting, right? Last week, we posted a video. If you want to go check it out on our TikTok page, our Twitter page, Instagram, on BetQL, at the BetQL app, we posted how much I love Georgia, and it absolutely blew up. And everybody told me in the comments section how crazy I was, how much they loved Texas in the game, how Texas was the unquestioned number one team in the country. They were going to blow out Georgia. And then after what Georgia did to Texas, now there's not quite as much Texas chatter. Now we're talking about Georgia being Georgia again. We're talking about Ohio State and Oregon and some of these other teams as the top team in college football. But now we get Texas off of a loss, and we get Texas against a Vanderbilt team that's ranked. Vandy's been excellent as an underdog this season. It's a reason why a lot of people are going to like them catching all these points. But if you look at the spots that Vandy's had this year as a big dog, open up the season against Virginia Tech when Virginia Tech had all these expectations. They're on the road against a Vandy team who I think is going to be one of the worst teams in the SEC. They got Bama directly the week after Bama had that huge emotional win against Georgia. Then you got Missouri when they were a big underdog against Mizzou right before their bye week when they had a big part of their schedule coming up. So it feels like Vandy has caught all of these teams in the right spot as big underdogs, and now they're catching Texas in a terrible spot off of a terrible loss when they're going to want to remind everybody the team that we've seen for much of the year before that Georgia game. So I think anything under the 21, I think Texas absolutely rolls in this game. Vanderbilt's done such a good job this year with their run game and possessing the ball and keeping the other teams off the sideline. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that against this Texas front seven. Texas also has a very good O-line, and I don't see Vandy creating much pressure on Quinn Ewers. So give me Texas, -18.5. I also love UCF on the money line against BYU on Saturday. We talked about this game yesterday. Folks, sometimes in betting, you just look at the line and it pretty much tells you what's going to happen in the game. You got a BYU team that's number 11 in the country. They're 7-0 this season straight up, and they're 7-0 against the spread. They're going up against a UCF team that is 3-4 straight up, that's unranked. BYU opened in this game as 2.5-point favorites, and now here we are, and UCF is a 2.5-point favorite. We have seen 5 points of movement on this game, and we all know that is sharp money coming in. That's professional money. The public is not betting on 3-4 UCF against undefeated BYU. So clearly a lot of smart people, a lot of professionals love this spot for UCF. They think that they're going to get the outright win. They think they're going to cover 2.5. I'll just take them on the money line. I think BYU goes down on Saturday. Give me UCF. Money line -135. Next up, give me Minnesota -4.5 against Maryland. Again, last week, we took the Terps against USC, plus the points. They end up winning outright. That was a monster game for Maryland. Mike Locksley needed that win. He needed a big win over a marquee program like USC. Watching that game, though, Maryland does the same thing that Maryland always does. They're not a good they're not a well-coached team. They commit too many penalties, too many dumb turnovers, not a good tackling team. And now off that big win against USC, they have to travel to Minneapolis, take on the Gophers. Minnesota's only a 4.5-point favorite. Feels like if Maryland didn't cover that spread last week against USC, the spread would probably be 6. This is a game where Minnesota, I think, is going to dominate the line of scrimmage. They're going to run the ball, force Maryland to a bunch of turnovers. I'll take Minnesota -4.5. I also like Notre Dame -12.5 against Navy. We have been talking about this game all week. I like the Irish. Anything under 14, I would take Notre Dame. Navy has been an unbelievable story, but look at the teams that they played this season. It's been Bucknell. It's been Tulsa. It's been Temple. It's been a bunch of these awful teams. Really, the only good team they've played this year was Memphis, but they got Memphis right off of Memphis's big win against Florida State. So it was a classic letdown spot for Memphis. Navy got him at the perfect time. Notre Dame's going to have the full attention of the midshipmen. They're obviously undefeated. They're ranked. Notre Dame can't afford another loss to a team like this, or else they're going to be out of the college football playoff. Notre Dame's got one of the best defenses in the country. Two of the last 3 years, Marcus Freeman has held Navy's offense to 3 points and 6 points. And I've been saying it all week. Marcus Freeman was the defensive coordinator at Cincinnati about 5 years ago when Navy ran for 500 yards on his Cincinnati defense. He never forgets it. And every time he goes up against Navy, he always takes his challenge personal. I will take Notre Dame -12.5. And then finally, give me Washington +6.5 against Indiana. Right now, this line is at 6.5. I don't expect it to go back to 7. It opened up at 7. Indiana's going to be playing with their backup quarterback, Taven Jackson. Curtis Rourke has been awesome for them, is going to be out in this game. Really, what this is all about, though, is that before last week against Nebraska, Indiana was another one of those teams that was undefeated, felt like they really hadn't played anybody. A lot of people liked Nebraska to keep it close, if not win that game outright against Indiana. Indiana just continues to roll. They're undefeated. They're 6-1 against the spread. Everybody who took Nebraska last week as 6.5-point dogs against the Hoosiers aren't going to take Washington this week. They're going to be scared off of that line. The Huskies come off of a bye week. Obviously, a chance to knock off an undefeated team. Last year, Kirk Cignetti, when he was the head coach, James Madison, had his Dukes undefeated. Then College Game Day came to town, and they lost outright to Appalachian State. It was their only loss in the regular season. Well, now here we go again. Kirk Cignetti's got an undefeated team. College Game Day's coming to town. Washington is more than capable of upsetting Indiana. They got a very good running back in Jonah Coleman, a quarterback who's got a ton of experience in Will Rogers. I think Washington's going to play really well on Saturday. I'd take them plus 6.5 against Indiana. All right, let's go with the PJ Pick 5 now in the NFL. We will start with my favorite bet of the week, Cincinnati Bengals on the money line against the Eagles. I think this is going to be a close game. I think the Eagles are a good look in a teaser. For me, though, I'm just not buying Philadelphia's win over the Giants, right? Like, everybody thinks that, oh, because Philly looked great against the Giants, maybe they'll start to turn a corner. They're healthy again. Both receivers are back. The O-line's playing well. Barkley's running the ball well. Jalen Hurts looked pretty good. I'm not ready to go back there and say that the Eagles all of a sudden have turned a corner. And the Bengals, we've been talking about them all year. You look at Cincinnati's four losses that they have had this season. Week one, they lost to New England. That was inexplicable. Outside of that, though, they've lost to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. They've lost to Lamar and the Ravens and Mahomes and the Chiefs. All those games were decided by 5 points or less. Outside of those games, they beat the Giants, they beat the Panthers, they beat the Browns. They're beating the teams that they are supposed to beat. I think they're better than the Eagles. I think this game is close, so I don't want to lay the 2.5 too, but I will take Cincinnati to win the game against Philadelphia. Next up, give me the Colts plus 5 against the Texans. I like this game a lot. Houston has been a very good team this season. They're 5-2. However, Houston, all of their wins have been by one score. They're not blowing anybody out in any of these wins. Anthony Richardson, keep in mind, these two teams played back in week one. Houston only beat the Colts by 2 points in that game. Anthony Richardson looked really good. It's tough to beat a team two times. We've seen this line open up at 6.5. It's down to 5 now. Indianapolis very quietly 4-3 this season. This is a monster game. I expect another close divisional game between these two. 3 or 4 points. 5's too many. I'll take the Colts plus 5 against the Texans. Once again, no Nico Collins. Is he still out for Houston? That's a big deal. So I'll take the Colts plus 5. Give me the Browns against my Ravens plus 9 on Sunday. This is just a classic NFL spot, folks. You have one team off of a monster primetime Monday night win, short week. They go on the road in a divisional matchup, and it's getting all these points. The Ravens actually reopened after that Bucs win at minus 11.5, and now they're all the way down to 9. We're starting to see some 8.5s pop up. Obviously, Cleveland's getting an upgrade with Jameis Winston at quarterback. They're starting to get healthier at other areas as well. Week 2 with Nick Chubb, the offensive line's a little bit healthier. And Lamar and the Ravens, whenever they go to Cleveland in these 1 o'clock games, they always tend to get off to some sluggish starts. They pick it up a little bit in the second half, but they always get off to some slow starts. I think the first half under 21.5 is a good look as well. The Ravens have been blowing everybody out. Their offense has been absolutely on fire. They've covered the spread in like 4 straight games. They're due for some regression a little bit. Divisional game against the Browns, I think this is where you see it. Too many points. Give me the Browns plus 9. I also take the Cowboys plus 4 against San Francisco. The Niners injury report, I mean, we know, especially on offense, they're hurting. McCaffrey's still out. Ayuk's done for the year. Deebo Samuel's dealing with pneumonia. Brock Purdy, when everything is great around Brock Purdy and he's got his full arsenal of weapons and when he's got all these guys around him, that's when San Francisco is great. But when you start plugging some of these guys out of the lineup, that's when San Francisco starts to struggle. We saw that last week against Kansas City. Meanwhile, Dallas is coming off of a bye. Possibly could be getting some guys back maybe on that defensive line. We'll see. But Dallas has been much better on the road this year than they have been at home. Usually when we think of Dallas, we think about how great of a home team they are. They've lost to the Saints, the Ravens, the Lions. They got obliterated in all those games. They've actually been better on the road this season. I would expect this line to close at 3.5, maybe even 3. So I'll gladly take the plus 4 with Dallas. And then give me the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 4 against the Green Bay Packers. I think this is a terrible spot for Green Bay. They have a monster look-ahead game with the Detroit Lions coming up next week. I know Jacksonville's coming back from London where they've been out there for the last 2 weeks, but they did that last year. And last year when they came off of their game, their 2 games in London, they won and covered the spread at home against the Colts, so they're used to it. Historically, too, even with Rodgers all the years that he was with Green Bay, whenever they played in the state of Florida, they always struggled. When they would go up against the Jags or the Bucks or the Dolphins, whatever it may be, Green Bay always struggled in those games. There's something about Florida that's always given them problems. Jacksonville, this is kind of their season, right? They're 2-5. They have an outside shot at maybe making a playoff run, but it all starts this week. I think we get a great effort out of the Jags. Another game where we've started to see some line movement where Green Bay opened up at -5. And now they are down to -4. I like the Jags to keep that game close with the Lions on deck for the Packers. I will take the Jags at +4. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Matt Horner standing by, joining us here on Send It In. And Matt, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Howdy there, PJ. Yeah, we're going to go to the NBA for this one. The Mavs -8.5 against the San Antonio Spurs. Again, kind of a numbers play here. The model has Dallas as a 13.5 point favorite at home, 5 points of line value. That's more than a teaser in the NBA, so obviously it's going to trigger a five-star play. Clearly not loving the public's love for the Spurs and Wemby there. Thinks they'll get hammered by last year's Western Conference champs, so we're going with the Mavs -8.5 tonight.
All right, very good. Matt, I'm excited for this Thursday night football game tonight. Vikings and Rams should be a good one. We know Cooper Kupp's going to be back. It's looking like Puka could be back for the Rams as well. We got Minnesota laying 3 on the road. They're starting to see some 2.5s pop up as well. What do you like in this game tonight? Side total, any props that you're eyeing?
Yeah, amazing. 2.5s are starting to pop up in the market, and yet about 20% of the money is on the Rams. And yet we still keep seeing this line keep going down and down. It was 3.5, 3, 2.5, and yet nobody's betting them. The public, though, recently has been on an absolute tear. Over the last 2 weeks, they're 27-1 ATS. That's hitting at a 74% clip. Obviously, that's not sustainable. But after the books did so well over the first 5 weeks, we also knew that wasn't sustainable either. So a little retribution here for the public. I don't think that's going to continue. Like I said, over 75% of the tickets and money are on the Vikings tonight. They're kind of the obvious play here. The Rams, though, are getting healthier, and there's just little doubt that the books are going to need the Rams in this game. And I'll be on the Rams, +3 tonight. Naturally, the over is getting bet as well. Primetime island game. Everybody loves to bet the over. But I don't know if I'm going to take the under with the two defenses involved in this game, but there's no doubt Vegas is going to want it. So give me the Rams +3. That's my favorite for this.
All right, very good. What about on Sunday, Matt? Interesting slate. No bye week, so all the teams are in action. We got a lot of big spreads, a lot of big road favorites that you mentioned have been doing very well over the last couple weeks. What catches your eye for Sunday's slate?
Yeah, well, you just talked about two of them on your pick five there. The Jaguars +4.5, +4. Love this spot for them. Again, like you said, Packers look ahead game. They're playing in Florida here. Nobody's going to want to take the Jags. They're off the London game, obviously, and it's the Jags. The public absolutely loves Jordan Love and the Packers. Jordan Love, though, you know, the guy reminds me so much of Brett Favre. He can make spectacular plays, but the guy throws some really boneheaded interceptions and has some bad plays every now and then, and it can cost them some games. Jags +4.5, I think, is a type of sleeper pick here this week. Browns +9, like you said, line opened 11.5. It's now down to 9. Everyone loves the Ravens. They're playing so well. Obviously, they're an extremely good team. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, what they're doing. Going into Cleveland, though, in a divisional game, they're getting 9 points here, the Cleveland Browns, with an upgrade at quarterback, at least in my opinion, over Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston, yeah, he also throws some really dumb picks, but at the same time, I think he's better overall at being an offensive player than Deshaun Watson is. So give me the Browns +9, +8.5. I just think that's too many points here in a divisional game.
Yeah, that line continues to drop. 8.5 now on BetMGM as money continues to pour in there on the Ravens, but the line is going the other way. Matt, what about on Saturday? College football, another really good slate. Any games that you like?
Yeah, I think you had this one in yours as well. UCF on the money line against undefeated 7-0 BYU. UCF is a favorite against a 7-0 undefeated team. UCF is 3-4. Why is UCF a favorite here? That is what most people are going to be asking, and then they will immediately bet an undefeated team at plus money or getting points. And I love to play against that narrative almost every time. So I'm going to be taking UCF on the money line to get the win and give BYU their first loss. I'm also taking Oregon minus 21, against Illinois. Illinois is not a team that I like at all. I think they've been getting incredibly lucky to be covering some of these spreads. They were incredibly lucky to cover the spread against Penn State when they played them. They went on that 75-yard drive against Penn State at the beginning, and then they got like 140 yards the rest of the game, but they still managed to cover. I just think Illinois is overrated. I think they're very overrated in the market right now, and I think Oregon is a far, far, far superior team that is going to whoop them probably by 4 or 5 touchdowns here. So give me the Ducks minus 21.
Yeah, top 20 matchup with a 3-touchdown spread. We'll see if Illinois can find a way to keep that game close. Matt, what about tomorrow night, game one of the World Series, heavyweight matchup, Yankees and Dodgers? Anything that you like in tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, so game one tomorrow, as you know, I like to go into the pitchers. Gerrit Cole getting the start for the Yankees. I've talked about him before. This is a reduced version of Gerrit Cole. He's not the pitcher that we have seen that we've come to know for Gerrit Cole. His stats have continued to regress over the past 3 straight seasons. 3.99 xFIP this year. That's the worst he's had since 2016. In the postseason, a 5.39 xFIP. He's just not the same guy. I'd be looking at him under 15.5 outs against this Dodgers lineup. I think they can score a couple runs on him for sure. Jack Flaherty on the other side. Also, we've seen him start to get run down. I think fatigue setting in for Flaherty. This is the most amount of innings he's ever pitched. And I 5.86 expected FIP in the playoffs. He's gotten destroyed in 2 starts where he had short rest. The only positive for him is that he is on regular rest here, so maybe he does a little bit better, but overall, still not that high on Flaherty. For this game, I'd lean towards the over because I don't particularly care much for either one of these starting pitchers. And if I had to pick a side, I'd probably go with the Dodgers because I trust Flaherty on rest a little more than I trust Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I'm with you. We'll see what happens. Should be a great World Series. Great stuff as always from Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, good luck this weekend. We'll catch up again next week.
For sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, we got some questions here in the chat from our guy, B Mills. PJ, got to give you credit on the Georgia pick. Should have listened to you. Thank you, B Mills. That was nice when you hit a bet like that. Don't know if you looked at college games tonight, but I got Georgia Southern plus 3.5. Didn't bet that game, but I do like Syracuse tonight, B Mills. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, I don't know if you've seen a line yet, but what do you think of overpassing attempts for Jameis this weekend? I've not seen a line yet either, but I do love Jameis overpassing attempts this weekend. I think we're going to see from the Browns what we saw last year where Watson got hurt, Flacco came in, and the Browns just start chucking the ball all over the yard. I think it's going to be similar with Jameis this year, especially this week when you're going up against the Ravens. I mean, it's the easiest scouting report. You can't run on the Ravens, but you can throw all over them. So just throw the ball all over the yard. I think that's what they're going to do. I like Jameis over pass attempts, B-Mills. When that pops up, definitely would look to bet on that. Some other props that I like for this week in the NFL. Give me Joe Mixon over 76.5 rushing yards for the Texans against Indianapolis. Man, how good has Mixon been this year for Houston? Guys played in 3 full games this season. He got hurt against Chicago, missed a couple other games, but in the 3 games we have seen him, he's rushed for over 100 yards in all 3 of those games. Back in week 1, he ran for 159 against the Colts, 5.3 yards per carry. Indianapolis might be getting DeForest Buckner back on Sunday, which obviously would be huge for them. But without Nico Collins and the way that Joe Mixon's been running the ball, divisional game like this, I like Joe Mixon over 76.5 rushing yards. Next up is going to be Sam Laporta under 35.5 receiving yards against the Titans. What a disappointment Sam Laporta has been this season. In most fantasy leagues, he was the number 1 tight end taken this year. I got him on a couple different fantasy teams. I've been calling him Laporta Potty because he's been so awful this year for Detroit. 35.5 receiving yards is his total this weekend going up against Tennessee, and it's a bad matchup because the Titans are top five in the NFL against tight ends this season. Laporta only 14 catches for 224 yards and one touchdown this year. Tennessee, throughout the season in their first seven games, have only given up 100. First six games have only given up 177 receiving yards. So bad matchup for Laporta. Lions have not featured him at all on offense this year. We'll go under 35.5 receiving yards for Sam Laporta. Next up, give me DJ Moore over 56.5 receiving yards for the Bears against the Commanders on Sunday. No real thoughts on that game. Obviously, we're waiting to see if Jaden Daniels plays or doesn't play. I don't think he's going to, but I'm looking at Chicago's offense, and I'm looking at what DJ Moore did to this Washington secondary last season. Bears played against Washington on Thursday night. I'm sure some of you remembered. Bears got their first win of the season, and DJ Moore absolutely went off. He had 10 catches for 230 yards and three touchdowns. Really hasn't had that breakout game yet this season. Only one game with over 100 receiving yards for DJ Moore. I think the Bears coming off of a bye, Caleb Williams getting better and better each and every game, and obviously going up against a pass defense in the Commanders that's very gettable. I think all signs point to DJ Moore having a big day. We'll go over 56.5 receiving yards for him. Next up, give me Kyler Murray under 208.5 passing yards against the Miami Dolphins. Miami is the best pass defense in the NFL this season. They've only given up three passing touchdowns the entire year, and they're the only team in the NFL that hasn't given up 1,000 passing yards the entire year, only 977. So they've been an excellent pass defense, and Kyler Murray this season as a passer really hasn't lit it up all that much. Only three games for him where he's thrown for more than 200 passing yards. So I'm getting a quarterback and a passing offense that really doesn't light it up all that much, and they're going up against the best pass defense in the NFL in Miami. Also a tough spot for Arizona, right? Played on Monday night, short week, travel across the country, Arizona to Miami. Dolphins are going to be rejuvenated. They're going to be all excited with Tua back in the lineup. So we'll take Kyler Murray under 208.5 passing yards against the Dolphins. I think they definitely look to feature James Conner on Sunday. And then finally, my fifth player prop that I like this weekend, Jordan Mason, over 17.5 rush attempts for the 49ers. Talked about it. I like Dallas plus four against San Francisco because of all the injuries to the Niners offense. Historically, and especially recently, San Francisco's really dominated this matchup against Dallas. And the reason being is they've just been killing them on the ground. Usually whenever the Niners go up against Dallas, this is like the Debo Samuel type game. I feel like Shanahan uses him a ton in the jet sweep and running backs and have him line up next to Purdy. Well, with all these injuries, and obviously McCaffrey coming back here shortly, this is the kind of game where you really lean on Jordan Mason. So we'll see how San Francisco's offense looks on Sunday, especially their passing offense. But you know the game plan on Sunday for San Francisco is to run the ball. That's how Baltimore had so much success. That is how Detroit had so much success. New Orleans had success. That's how you attack this Cowboys defense, especially with all the injuries to their front four. So we'll go Jordan Mason over 17.5 rush attempts for San Francisco. Those are my five favorite props. Joe Mixon over 76.5 rushing yards. Sam Laporta under 35.5 receiving yards. DJ Moore over 56.5 receiving yards. Kyler Murray under 208.5 passing yards. And Jordan Mason over 17.5 rush attempts. All right, a promo now from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager. If your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. Cooper Kupp's back tonight, folks. First touchdown plus 750. Think is worth a look. How does it work? If you place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game, if your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. Great promotion there from our friends at BetMGM. Make sure you guys take advantage of that. All right, let's wrap up the show now with PJ's plays, our favorite plays of the day. I do like this NFL game tonight, and my prop lock is going to be Cooper Kupp to score the first touchdown at plus 750. You guys know I love me a good narrative, Narrative Peach. I think Cooper Kupp back in the lineup. A lot of trade rumors around right now. Wouldn't it just make sense for him in his first game back to score the first touchdown for LA? We'll go Cooper Kupp plus 750 to score the first touchdown of the game. Dog of the day, we're going to the college game. B Mills, you were talking Georgia Southern. Nothing for me in that game. I do like Syracuse, though, tonight at plus 5.5 against Pittsburgh. Massive game in the ACC. I think right now everybody just assumes that Clemson and Miami are on a collision course to meet in the ACC championship game. These are the other two teams I would watch out for. Pitt's undefeated this season at home, but it feels like Pitt's one of those teams that's kind of sliding by. They're very much like a BYU or an Indiana this year. They just keep covering spreads, and you're just waiting for them to fall at some point. This could be the game with Syracuse at plus 5.5. The Cuse are 5-1 this season. They've played good in most of their games. They got a good offense. Colin McCord's been playing well. I'll take Syracuse plus 5.5 tonight against Pitt. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What's your favorite bet tonight?
Yeah, Peach, I'm also leaning into your narrative, Peach, play here. I like Cooper Kupp over 67.5 receiving yards, mainly because the rumors of him trying to trade him, he's coming back into the lineup. What's better than to prove to up his trade value by then giving the ball and let him go over this yardage here and get a touchdown? And also, he's the only person on this offense, maybe other than Kyren Williams, that Matt Stafford trusts. So is it also because I have my fantasy team? Maybe. But also, my other bet that I got to give you out really quick, Bears by double digits. Commanders, Jaden Daniels scared.
Is it? Yeah. All right. Very good.
Are saying.
That's what they're saying. We just need 57 receiving yards out of DJ Moore, and I'll be a happy man. So Shawnee Sharp, no bias whatsoever, taking the Bears by double digits on Sunday. I'm going to go with the Rams tonight as my best bet, plus 3 against the Vikings. Again, we're starting to see some 2.5s pop up, and this is just one of your classic Joes versus pros, pros versus Joes game. All the professionals are on the Rams. All the Joes, all the public is on Minnesota. Money keeps pouring in on the Vikings, yet the line keeps going the other way. The favorites have been doing great the last 2 weeks. At some point, these underdogs are going to start winning, and I think it might start tonight. We'll take the Rams plus 3 against the Vikings. Once again, our favorite plays of the day. Cooper Kupp, first touchdown, plus 750. First game back since his injury. I think he finds the end zone to kick the scoring off tonight. Syracuse plus 5.5 is my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp's going with Cooper Kupp over 67.5 receiving yards. Give me the Rams plus 3 against the Vikings as well. Take some money line. I think the Rams win the game outright against Minnesota tonight. Thanks again to Matt Horner. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Have a great weekend. Good luck this week. Nick Ashew with you tomorrow, and I'll see you on Monday.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.